With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Following a marathon session in the early hours this morning, the Senate moving a huge budget package.
After an all-night vote, Senate Republicans approved a budget framework, pushing past Democratic objections. This is part of a broader effort in Congress that will eventually include legislation to extend some $4.5 trillion in tax breaks and other Trump priorities.
Correspondent Ed Donahue says the bill is $340 billion. That includes funds for mass deportations and security measures that the top of the Republican agenda. The Senate's version must still be merged with the House of Representatives. Investigation continues in Hawaii following an explosion at a beachside condo resort late last night in a very popular tourist area of West Maui. Reports indicate seven people have been injured, three of them critical. Authorities believe it was a gas grill that exploded. Also at SRNnews.com, with the California wildfires leaving so many people homeless, State Attorney General Rob Bonta warning landlords against price gouging.
The Los Angeles rental market had too few affordable homes to start and now has many more displaced families. Bonta says landlords cannot accept rents that exceed a 10% cap, and that's even if prospective tenants are willing to pay more. The Apartment Association of Greater Los Angeles warns property owners against rent gouging, but adds that fears of such practices are being exaggerated. Rich Thomason reporting.
Sales of previously occupied U.S. homes falling in January as rising mortgage rates and prices put off many would-be home buyers. This is SRN News. A country music artist opens up about his faith in Jesus Christ.
Jelly Roll says he has, in his words, a heart for Jesus and believes God is working on him. The country singer recently teamed up with contemporary Christian music artist Brandon Lake on the song Hard Fought Hallelujah. Lake shared a video online of Jelly Roll discussing his faith journey. He said he may wear his faith differently than other people and that he's got, quote, a long way to go, unquote. But Jelly Roll says he knows he's heading in the right direction. George Williams, SRN News.
Catholic bishops suing the Trump administration over its abrupt halt of funding for refugee resettlement, calling the action unlawful and harmful. They say the administration is withholding millions of dollars for reimbursements of costs incurred before the sudden cutoff of funding. This is SRN News. Scary moments yesterday at the Kennedy Center in Washington. Bill Alexander reports.
The John F. Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts was evacuated following a bomb threat called in Thursday. A spokesperson for the Kennedy Center says the threat targeted Shin Yun, the famous dance group slated to open its 2025 performances Thursday. Metropolitan D.C. police and U.S. Park police investigated. The center was evacuated and there were no injuries. The Kennedy Center has been in the news recently after President Donald Trump replaced the Board of Trustees and named himself chairman. Bill Alexander, Washington.
Well, Tesla recalling some 375,000 vehicles due to a power steering issue. National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says the recall is for certain 2023 vehicles and the operating software in the car. More details at srnnews.com.